This is the Diehard.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Dan Lipschitz in for Anthony Pepe tonight alongside Julian Edlow of DraftKings. Diehards Radio on the Sports Map Radio Network. The gambling edition brought to you by Viva Seltzer. And Jules, we've talked about over under 985. We kind of talked about my podcast with Joe Murray at 985 The Sports Hub in Boston. We haven't really talked about where people can find your stuff. Obviously, interested in what you have to say. You are on the show almost every week as a guest. Tell us,
and sometimes as a host.
And sometimes as a host, that's right. I think hopefully moving forward a little bit more as a host. But
for sure. Yeah,
tell people where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter at Julian Edlow, keeping it simple. Articles on the DraftKings playbook. And, of course, our podcast, Unreasonable Odds, which we will have a college football podcast coming out tomorrow. At least we're recording tomorrow, so hopefully tomorrow night. We're definitely going to cover some ACC, some SEC, and we'll see about the rest. But we're at least getting the ball moving on college football. The podcast has a Twitter handle, at Unreasonable Odd. Because we ran out of room for the S. But you'll find it. It's right in my Twitter bio. And yeah, we're going to be having my co-host, Steve Buchanan, on from DraftKings later on in the show to talk some MLB. Dan, I want the first question you asked Steve Buchanan to be, when is the last time you hosted Unreasonable Odds?
Oh, okay. The answer
because
never.
If I had to just give a little lean one way or the other between who has been carrying the weight on their shoulders between Julian Edlow and Steve Buchanan, I would say Julian Edlow has been solo hosting for damn near 4 months.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, this sounds like something that I can certainly needle Steve on, get into here. Good. Okay, good. So, you know, there's a little bit of Mr. Edlow's background, Edlow's history. We'll get into that, and we'll definitely needle Steve on all that stuff. I mean,
please needle Steve.
I mean, he's so easy, man.
He gets very, very angry.
It's more fun with you. Because you can kind of take it, I think. I'm not sure Steve can. We're going to find out.
We will find out.
We're going to find out tonight. I'm going to be tough on Steve. All right, coming up next, Rick Horro. You're listening to Diehards Radio on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're back with the Diehards.
The Diehards.
Time now to go to the phones to visit with the sports professor himself, Rick Horro.
He sounds like a smart man.
Dan Lipschitz in for Anthony Pepe tonight alongside Julian Edlow of DraftKings, Diehards Radio and the Sports Map Radio Network. And as you just heard, it is time for the sports professor, Rick Horro. Rick, how you doing, man? I haven't talked to you in a few weeks. I need to ask you, did you have fun in Boston during the U.S. Open?
A lot of fun in Boston. Could have been a little warmer that Saturday and Sunday.
Cold.
But listen, I'm a Floridian, and it could have been a little better the last 8 minutes of game six at the Garden. I decided to leave early because I didn't want to get anywhere near upset drunk Bostonians, so I went back home to the hotel. And then Red Sox Thursday against the A's, Red Sox Friday, Saturday, and Cardinals. Got a couple of games in Brockton of golf. Saw the U.S. Open. Spent some time with my daughter up at Harvard. Went up to New Hampshire. It was 6 days of heaven. And I don't know why the Brits gave up Massachusetts, man. They should have fought for it a little harder.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because around November 1st, everything goes to hell.
I get it. And I will tell you that, you know, Dolphins, Patriots, day one of the year, everybody's already talking about that. And then the payback is at the end of the year. And we're already ready for NFL season. We know the Jets are going to suck. We know that. But how good will Josh Allen make the Bills? How good will you guys be? And how good will Tua make the Dolphins? It'll be a great year.
Should be a fun year in the NFL. Well, let's talk. Obviously, I don't think the Patriots are going to be champions this year.
No, probably not.
Just a guess. And speaking of champions, the Colorado Avalanche take home their first Stanley Cup since 2001. They beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. Rick, I want to give you a heads up. I personally made a bet with Pepe on this one, and I had Colorado. What are your thoughts on the Avs beating the two-time asterisk defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning
The asterisk because they win in the bubble. I mean, they won anyway. You know, it could have been 2.5 years, could have been 3 years, and what a great dynasty team, especially with the salary cap now.
Yep.
Vasilevsky was pretty good. He could have given up maybe one or two less goals. Kempfer was Swiss cheese, but the Avalanche scores a lot more goals than to compensate for that. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is third Stanley Cup for the Colorado franchise ever, even including their Quebec days. And it's really good for the league. Although, as a Floridian, I would have liked to see some dynasty stay in the Sun Belt. And I will give you some advice, future with Pepe. Why would you bet with him on anything that requires him to pay you? Has he ever paid you?
I mean, it's a fair point, but I'll tell you the real secret, Rick, is that the guy loses so much, it doesn't matter whether he pays you or not.
No, you can't feel sorry for him, right? You look at him and you think of bankruptcy. That's what you look at.
Yikes. That's a tough one. You look at him and think of bankruptcy. All right, Rick, let's talk about the NBA draft that was last week. Dan and I are both huge NBA draft bettors, or draft bettors in general, NBA, NFL. Dan and I might both have an NHL draft bet in, but let's focus in on the NBA because what we saw with the number one overall pick was like nothing that we have ever seen in the sports betting market before.
Yeah, you're right.
In terms of a reporter with the caliber of Woj tweeting out, you know, that earlier in that morning that Jabari Smith was going to be the guy, and then slowly tweeting out, Banchero's in the mix, it's going to be Banchero. I tweeted out a chart from our odds at DraftKings, just the odds of the last 24 hours before the pick was made, and it crisscrosses a million times. Tell me about what went down in this pick, because it was one of the wildest things I've ever followed.
Well, let's also remember that your reporters, whether it's Schefter or Woj or anybody, are really good at their business, but their business is receiving semi-false information from executives and passing it on. So it's
right.
Not their fault. It's just that's what executives do to say.
Woj was lied to.
Ways. Yeah, well, but you know what? I don't have any problem with that because he's old enough to evaluate that, and then the executives are representing their teams. They're not representing the paper. So that's what happens. Now, you know, as a Duke guy, my daughter went to Duke, and Coach K wrote a foreword in my book. I'm hoping this guy, notwithstanding that incredible outfit he wore on day one, I don't know what that was. I don't know if it's alive or not. But assuming that he gets signed, which he will, does he take the Magic to the next level? Or 2 years from now, do they regret either Holmgren or Smith? I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, I don't think
anybody's taking the Magic to the next level of any of those three guys. If they get three more of those picks, then sure.
I'll be interested to see the mix of players that they have there. I mean, there's the.
I hear Shaq is coming back. Actually, you know, the rumor
as an owner,
maybe Shaq.
Shaq is saying, "Look, I got money. You know, the DeVos's may want out. I'm Central Florida, and maybe it's the time to buy him. Who knows?"
Interesting. Well, at least they have a number one pick to tout that with Paul Banchero. Let's flip the script a little here, Rick. I want to talk about something near and dear to my heart. That is football. And Gareth Bale joining the LAFC. Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. I'm a football guy through and through. That's kind of where I got my start in sports, actually. Gareth Bale signs the LAFC, obviously not re-signing Real Madrid. This represents a massive, massive deal for the MLS because this guy is a bona fide superstar, at least by name. I mean, his play has definitely gone down, but what can you tell me about Gareth Bale signing with LAFC?
Well, $30 million versus $2 million, maybe that's not the right number, But he obviously says, I've got enough money. I am probably at the end of my Premier League and Major League career. Let me give it a shot with L.A. Beckham did it. Let's see if I can be better than Beckham. And it doesn't put him on the map because they're already on the map. But he is he will be a hero in Southern California. He'll be a hero on the pitch. He'll also be a hero off the pitch.
All right, Rick. I'm sticking with the NBA here because this is my bread and butter. The NBA Finals concluded with 12.4 million average viewers. During Game 6, viewership of the 2022 NBA Finals on ABC was up 22% from last year. How much of that had to do with the matchup? What direction is the NBA kind of trending in viewership there? Because I just asked you about the NBA draft. One of the reasons that we got such late NBA draft prop offerings in the betting market was because we had such a marquee matchup in the NBA Finals.
Yeah. And I think part of the answer, too, to you, is that you've got a whole bunch of new faces that are driving the NBA. I'm kind of excited about the last 3 or 4 weeks of the NBA season without LeBron, without Kevin Durant, without Kyrie Irving, but with Jason Tatum and with Steph Curry. And so when you think about that, the ratings reflected it late, didn't reflect it early. You know, you're in the business of figuring out what the demographics are. And I think from that perspective, I think they're in very good shape as far as the NBA is concerned. Young, entrepreneurial, interested folks, more women gambling than ever before. And I think at the end of the day, we've got a really good situation here. And I think the NBA is going to be very happy about it, even if Adam Silver wasn't around because of COVID to give out the trophy. And by the way, nor was Gary Bettman. So luckily, the championships are not made official just because the commissioner gives it out. Something else has to happen.
Rick Horro, the sports professor. Rick, I am so happy that you enjoyed your time in Boston. I do not agree with you. After November 1st, it is the absolute worst year. But, Rick, can you tell the listeners where they can hear your stuff, find you, and everything that you kind of do? Because, look, you're the professor, man.
No, Bloomberg does, and I do a show on Bally's called The Icons, which is on Masson as well as Nesson. We've got shows on Reuters and Reuters International. So that's all good stuff. I'm really happy about that. And tell Pepe, by the way, that Wally Pipp comes to mind. He may never get his job back.
Well, I will tell Pep that, and then I think he will bonk me over the head with one of the beers in his fridge over here and take his spot back. So I appreciate it. Rick Horro, the sports professor, always appreciated talking to Rick. The guy, I mean, seriously, you can go down through 400 different topics. He knows soccer. He knows, I mean, he'll probably know, I don't know, Australian rugby, I'm sure. It doesn't matter. Rick knows it. So we appreciate Rick coming on. Coming up next, we have Steve Buchanan of DraftKings. Obviously, Jules is going to want me to needle Steve a little bit, but we'll kind of get into
that. Please pick up with the question that I asked you to start with.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Dan Lipschatz in tonight for Anthony Pepe alongside Julian Edlow of DraftKings. Diehards Radio on the SportsMap Radio Network brought to you by Viva Seltzer. And speaking of DraftKings, our next guest joining us on the Progressive guest line, Progressive Insurance, makes bundling home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com. That would be also from DraftKings, Mr. Steve Buchanan, my friend, your friend, and Julio and Julian Edlow's enemy. Steve, before we get started, Julian wanted me to directly ask you something very important.
You don't start No.
I am Ken Rosenthal, and you are Johnny Gomes in this situation. He wanted me to ask you very specifically when the last time you hosted the Unreasonable Odds podcast was.
That was back in 2018. It was a great year.
Okay.
I mean, it might as well be. Super Bowl podcast, I think.
I love this. I come on like a third-party network, and I'm getting blasted from my main company's work as well. This is going to be amazing.
Yes, we both work for DraftKings, by the way. DraftKings Sportsbook, Unreasonable Odds Podcast. Just plug it, Steve.
So many plugs. So many plugs. Well, how about this, Steve? I'll give you a little nugget to needle back our friend Jules over here. Julian right now is on the Dodgers.
I knew we were going here.
-1.5. Bet on Mr. Kershaw tonight. And, of course, my fantasy starter tonight, Clayton Kershaw, is getting lit the F up. Steve, what's been going on in baseball that you like I'm assuming you didn't bet the Dodgers tonight because, you know, you're a smart guy and you're old Julian.
I bet him and I lose every bet that I put on Twitter for
baseball. There you go. So, Steve, what have you been betting in baseball that's been going well right now?
Well, I'll tell you, this is why sports books love people like Julian, because they just see the name Clayton Kershaw, and they automatically go, oh,
no. I'll let you finish, and then I'll tell you why.
But in reality, if you just take 2 seconds to do some research, the Rockies are one of the best teams in Major League Baseball at home against lefties. So that is not a spot to be backing Clayton Kershaw. But, hey, Julian is going to keep the lights on at Seabrook or wherever he goes for his sports book. Everything's going well.
All right. So
I mean,
Kershaw's pitching and whatever the bozo for Colorado is pitching. I don't even need to look at that. What I looked at is, where's the number?
The
Dodgers were shut out as a -180. This is from Ralph Michaels at Wager Talk. Dodgers shut out as -185 favorites last night. Teams that were shut out as a favorite of -180 or higher and are favored by -145 or more in the next game have gone 38-9, over 80% in the next game. Dodgers 14-1 off shutouts since April 2019. And when the Dodgers win, they cover the run line of 1.5 in 41 of 45 wins. I felt like I had it all put together. And I will say, after what we saw from the Yankees last night, this game is not over. But I'm not happy with where I'm at.
It ain't over till the fat lady, a.k.a. Lifshatz, sings.
Here's my very quick rebuttal, then we'll get into our segment.
Sure.
I've never heard of that guy that you just mentioned. I never look at any of the trends that you just mentioned. And I dare to say, if we put our betting records for Major League Baseball side by side, you'll know which guy is the back going forward.
Well, you're our baseball writer, and I'm our NBA writer, so yeah. Why don't we put your NBA record against mine?
All right, ladies, everyone settle down here.
As the Rockies score again.
Yes, it is. It is. Four,
they literally did.
It is. It is 4-2 right now, and the Dodgers in the bottom.
All
of the
right,
second.
We burned half the segment on that.
We will track Julian Edelow's loss throughout the night. Don't worry, I will make sure we do that. Steve, tell me what you got going on over there. A few bets, if they have, obviously, probably not tonight. I think almost everything has started. But give me some trends or some stuff that you're betting. Maybe just some teams that you're backing or teams you're fading. What have you been doing in the last few days?
Yeah, you know, I think baseball has really kind of evened out from where it started in the beginning of the year. Like, you know, people were talking about how much unders were absolutely crushing, and they were so right, too, especially in the beginning of the year. And as it's kind of progressed now, like, overs is pretty much, it's almost a 50-50 split at this point. So that's kind of evened itself out, which is great, because especially for someone like myself who hates betting unders, you know, whether that's the right call or not, we were getting absolutely crushed in the month of April and into the early part of May. That's back on track there. What's amazing to me is that the Yankees on the run line continue to have these favorable lines night in and night out, and they just continue to absolutely crush. Like, it's amazing to me that, like, even on a night like tonight, going up against someone as strong as Frankie Montas, it was only like -120 for them on the run line, which is insane to me, because this team just has no outs at all. They're covering the 1.5 as we speak in the seventh inning, and they have so many come from behind wins. It's so crazy that this team has been performing as well as they have, even this late into the season. So overall, baseball seems to be back on track with where we'd normally be, and the Yankees just continue to be a cash cow, which is just incredible at this juncture.
All right, Steve, I want to ask you something, and I asked this to Drew Martin earlier in the show. And I know it's a market that you're interested in, that I'm interested in, and it's betting awards in the season. People ask me all the time. Yeah. They ask you all the time, hey, who do you like for whatever, Cy Young? They ask me, who do you like for NBA MVP before the season? And I'm like, well, I can give you a play I like, but I don't know. Like, who knows? The advantage is, at places like DraftKings where we are, they just post these daily throughout the season, and you get to see what is happening. So I'm very intrigued by a guy like O'Neal Cruz that gets dropped into the mix in the NL. And Dan pointed out he has three strikeouts tonight. He hit a pretty cool-looking home run that was lasered out last night. And he's, like, around a co-favorite in the NL for Rookie of the Year. Is there anything awards market-wise that sticks out to you? Because I think it's such a cool advantage to be able to see half the season and then still get in on these markets.
I think it's absolutely crazy that Cruz, I believe as of today, was the favorite to win the NL Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
Like, the guy's played eight games so far. We're already, like, crowning him the favorite in the NL.
Yeah, he's the man.
Does that mean the NL just has nobody that's a rookie that's even worth it? Like, to me, that's insane to me. Like, I would much rather back somebody like Mackenzie Gore, who we've seen a little bit of, but, like, Cruz being the favorite so far is just so insane to me. But this just also goes to show how much the market can move throughout the season. Early on in the month of April, Suzuki over with the Cubs was like the big heavy favorite. And people were like, oh, you know, this is a great move by the Cubs. He's already an early favorite. And here we are almost in July, and he's fallen all the way down to 20-1. So it's like, for me, it's like, if Cruz is the favorite right now, then I'm absolutely looking elsewhere on the board, because if he's one of the biggest favorites, then that means I'm getting a favorable number somewhere else down the board. Like, exactly is what's happening with the American League. Julio Rodriguez is the overwhelming favorite. That is who I like to win. But the value on him to win right now is almost gone. I think he's -150 to win. So now,
well,
I'm,
yeah,
looking,
he's gonna win.
If I'm looking, he absolutely is going to win.
Because you and I have bets on him.
Barring an injury, barring an injury.
No, he'll still win.
Okay.
But that, to me, is just, I'm so baffled that Cruz is the favorite in the National League, because, I mean, he has great minor league numbers. Like, don't get me wrong. He's got power. He got speed. He can do it all. But we're talking eight games into his performance, and he's the favorite. That's crazy to me. I'd rather be looking elsewhere on the board.
All right, quickly, Steve, because we don't have a lot of time here, maybe about two minutes or so. NL Cy Young race right now, talking about awards. Sandy Alcantara, 280 right now. He's the favorite in the race by a pretty decent margin. Corbin Burns and Joe Musgrove over behind there. But after that, Max Fried, 12-1. Zach Wheeler, 15-1. Carlos Rodon, 15-1. Tony Gonsolin's at 20-1. I thought the guy was absolutely rolling until his start against the Braves. You know, do you think there's any value on the board here in the NL Cy Young? Because my Lanta, I cannot imagine that we're going to see Sandy Alcantara put this together for an entire season. If I'm wrong, I'll own it.
Alcantara is nasty. He's got some really nasty stuff, but the value you're getting on Gonsolin is insane. Like, the numbers that Gonsolin has put up, like, he didn't end up registering the win the last time out against the Braves, but he had a legitimate chance of going 10-0 to start the year, and that's, like, almost unheard of, especially in this day and age. But the numbers that Gonsolin has, he's not a flashy guy. He doesn't put up a lot of strikeouts. He strikes out less than a batter an inning, but he just gives up absolutely nothing. So him at 20-1, I think, is a really, really strong play. I'm with you with Alcantara. I don't think he's going to sustain this moving forward throughout the season. So I think grabbing Gonsolin at 20-1, I think that's the best play for Cy Young in the National League on the board right now.
All right. I appreciate it, Steve. What, quickly, before you go, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox? Because, again, we got like a minute here. So, quickly, thoughts on the Red Sox. Do they have a chance to really be competitive, you know, to win a World Series this year? Are they going to add a big piece or two at the deadline?
Scheduling-wise, they got really screwed in the beginning. They're playing a ton of tough teams. They're in an easy stretch right now. I think they need at least two pieces in that bullpen if they want to be competitive during the playoffs, because that bullpen is going to absolutely be their detriment. The lineup is fine. I love the rotation. It's the bullpen, but everybody needs bullpen help, so you're going to have to really overpay here. So, not loving their chances, but they're on a run right now.
All right, Steve Buchanan of DraftKings, thank you very much for joining us. We will talk to you in the next couple weeks. All there is to talk about is baseball, so we'll get back to you coming up next. Julie and I finish at hour two in the next couple segments. You're listening to Sports Map, the Diehards Radio and Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Okay, apologies for that. Apparently did not hear the music over here. Apologies for that. I don't know why.
Where's the love?
We're having some apparently technical difficulties.
I hear the music.
Dan Lifshatz in for Anthony Pepe tonight alongside Julian Edlow of DraftKings. I apologize once again for that. You listen to Sports Map Radio Network. Wow, the Diehards. I'm all confused now. You listen to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. This is the gambling edition, so of course you can tell I'm focusing on gambling right now. We're talking about over unders on the NFL. We sat in this conversation with Steve Buchanan about some baseball. Obviously, the Red Sox need to add a few relievers. That's not going to happen. Julian Edlow is very upset right now, borderline despondent.
Rockies scored again.
He is losing his Dodgers Rockies bet right now.
Baseball doesn't work.
A little dong by the Colorado Rockies. It is now 5-2, and Julian Edlow losing money by the second over here. I'll tell you, he put on a lightning bet tonight on the Dodgers -1.5. For those who don't know what a lightning bet is, well, tonight you don't want to know. All right, Jules, talking about we kind of talked about the NFL and I guess some of the win totals that we liked. You had talked about the Cardinals -9.5. You had talked about the Colts to win the division, which I also agree with. I think that's a really good play. Even at -120, -125, I still think that that is the right side. You know, just a lot of losses from that Tennessee Titans team right now. What's kind of talking? I guess I talked about the Chicago Bears. I do not like this team. I took them -7.5 to start the year. They're now at 6.5. Tell you what, I would take -6.5. Another interesting way, we just wanted to talk about betting the Patriots-Dolphins Week 1, Jules. Would you take the Bears to finish last in their division +300? Which would mean they would be the worst team in their division.
Below the Lions?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I don't know how good the Lions are going to be. If the Lions are worse than the Bears, then so be it. But you mentioned the Bears +600 to have the worst record in the
NFL,
league.
Right.
I feel like somebody like Houston or somebody is going to find a way to get below them. If you're telling me it's 600 for the league versus 300 for the division, give me 300 for the division, and I know you just need to get below the Lions.
Well, again, you have to get below the Lions. And so
right.
You're probably talking about the Lions, the Texans, I don't know.
Jets.
I guess the Jets, who are very hyped up this year, you know. So
good division, at least. People are hyping the Jets.
Yeah, I guess you cut those odds in half. 3-1 is not the worst bet in the world.
Think of it. There's 32 teams in the league, and there's 4 teams in your division. So if you cut the odds in half to go from 32 to 4.
Of course.
Then give me that.
Of course. But of course, we're also talking about you're probably immediately removing over half the league. If you think the Bears are going to be the worst team in the league, you're immediately removing probably 2/3 of the league, maybe 3/4 of the league immediately.
Right.
I think maybe you could include Seattle in that discussion. Maybe Atlanta is probably a good one that we haven't really talked about either. So
that's fair.
All right, moving on. You wanted to discuss the Pats Dolphins Week 1. Maybe some ways to bet. You know, instead of betting the spread, bet the game on DraftKings. What do you have for us, Jules?
Well, so here's what I'm saying, and we're going to differ here because I know that you're down on the Dolphins, who
definitely
are hyped. Here's how I'll put it, and I think you're more of a win total side here. I'm not betting over under on the Dolphins win total.
Okay.
What I will say, if we are talking Week 1, I haven't bet this yet. I do lean Dolphins -2.5 at home Week 1 against the Patriots. I do lean that way. And maybe after this, I'll give out a Week 1 play because I've bet 2 so far. But I think that you can bet division finishings on DraftKings any which way you want. In order, just the spot that any team finishes.
Yep.
I think that the Dolphins are going to finish above the Patriots. Okay. And I think that we clearly know that the Bills are going to win that division. And we're talking $2 there.
Feels very unlikely that that anyone else is winning that division.
Right. So we're not going to lay over $2 there. But so the second it feels like the big question mark here. And I know the Jets are hyped. You and I will both agree the Jets are going to be fourth in the division, I think.
Yep.
So that leaves two open spots. It's 2-3, and it's Pats Dolphins. Which way is it going to be? I don't mind betting the Dolphins plus 175 to finish second in the division. I think they're going to finish above the Patriots, and this is where I think we can get into a debate. But the Pats, the coaching situation with the people that they put in these certain positions, guys that haven't been in these positions before, other than Devontae Parker not upgrading in much talent, downgrading on defense, it feels like a lot of question marks. I know Mac Jones should be better in his second year. I want to see what Tua is going to be this year. You have Waddle and Hill, who are deep ball guys, which doesn't favor Tua. But what about his screen pass guys? Like, those guys should be able to rip off touchdowns. And I believe you have – I should have looked at this. I think you have all 11 starters returning on defense for the Dolphins, who had a pretty good defense. At plus 175, you're essentially, in my mind, betting the Dolphins plus 175 to finish above the Patriots, which – you look at win totals, both in the 9-8.5 range. Like, what if the Dolphins go 9-8 and the Pats 8-9, or the Dolphins even 8-9 and the Pats 7-10? You just need them to finish above there for the plus 175. That's the way that I'm betting the Dolphins.
Okay, interesting. Interesting thought process. So
unique angle, kind of, on the second in the division.
No, I don't hate it. We were just kind of talking about the Bears to finish last in their division at a decent number. Which I think is not, you know, at least in my opinion, is a pretty decent bet. By the way, I do kind of want to just interrupt things. We have a little bit of breaking news.
Do we?
You're an NBA guy, so this kind of matters for you. But the Knicks are trading center Nerlens Noel and guard Alec Burks to the Pistons. Hey. No return yet, but the Alec Burks was kind of rumored to fit in that Evan Fournier TPE to the Boston Celtics.
Right.
And now this
Fournier as well, in the TPE that he created, can refit into it.
Which is very interesting that they can actually do that. Very weird rules kind of surrounding that one. Don't want to get too off track, but basically ensures that the Knicks are going to sign Jalen Brunson to a massive contract.
That's right in the Woj tweet. His dad is an assistant, a former NBA player, assistant coach there.
Over there. Very, 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 very interesting.
I know that you're a next team better if those markets opened. If the next team Jalen Brunson open, the Knicks would be minus 5,000.
Oh yeah, I mean there's no doubt about that. Okay, moving back to the NFL. So I definitely like your approach in the Dolphins. Now I disagree with you in general.
Right.
I actually think, and again, if you look back through the last few years of basically just the NFL, I don't want to go back too far, but let's go back to when Cleveland drafted Baker Mayfield, and the year afterwards they had all these standards, going to be one of the best teams in the league, yada, yada, yada. You know, what they do, they finish under the win total. What happens the next year, they go over the win total. So what happens is, and you're seeing this a lot, it's very common, the Jaguars a couple years ago were super hype with Blake Bortles, right? I think it was the year they were facing Green Bay week one, I think it was. Everyone picked, everyone had Jacksonville week one. Everyone thought Jacksonville was going to, come out and be a great team. Jacksonville sucked that season. Next season come out, they're fantastic. They make it to the AFC Championship game against the Patriots. It's just kind of been a thing that's been, I don't know, it's been a trend.
I think this is true in a lot of sports.
NBA, this is a thing. It definitely is. Everyone thought the Celtics were going to be amazing last season.
Right.
They sucked. All of a sudden this season they come back and they make, they make it almost all the way. They almost, two games from the NBA Finals. So, they're 2 years from the NBA Championship.
Before you continue, the only, pushback that I'll give is, so we're at 9 at DraftKings. I think it was at 8.5 at one
open
point.
Opened 8.
Is 8.5, and it opened 8. So let's split the difference and call it 8.5 because round numbers on win totals stink. Is 8.5 that hyped? That's literally a 500 team.
I would say comparatively to what they were last year, yes.
Okay.
I would say comparatively to, oh my God, they get Tyreek Hill. I mean, yeah, maybe not the win total is super hyped, but the team is being hyped. And a really good case of this, in my opinion, the best case of this is the Las Vegas Raiders this year. who made the playoffs last year, and now all of a sudden everyone thinks they hire Josh McDaniels, they add Davante Adams, you know, they get Chandler Jones, but they also move out Yannick Ngakoue. So everyone thinks that, you know, they're going to be absolutely unbelievable, right? And I'm going to be – I'll just be honest with you.
That's what a
another,
division.
That's another team.
They're the fourth best team in the division.
In my opinion, they have the fourth best coach and the fourth best quarterback and maybe the best division in football.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they're going to be some unbelievable team. If they win more than three games in that division, I will be stunned.
That's what I would rather bet. Rather than a season win total, I'd rather bet a division win total almost on the Raiders. And the Raiders are a team. The Raiders are a team that I've bet the under on 2 years in a row and lost. Back-to-back years, I loved my under on the Raiders last year, and they just got there.
And
now it's like the division is loaded. They're clearly the fourth-best team, and I'm scared to pull the trigger. But I know,
but the whole
just look at my history, I'm going to bet the under on the Raiders.
Of course.
I know
I already did. I already bet under nine. The whole world thinks this team is going to be fantastic, and everyone loves Josh McDaniels. My other bet with Pep right now, my other bet standing with Pep is – the Raiders and the Raiders win total and where they're going to finish in the division.
Oh, Pep God. Well, if Peppy
Pep
likes them, then I got to go against
Pep
him.
Thinks they're going to be second in this division. Second. He thinks they're going to be above
two
the Chiefs.
So two of the Chiefs, Chargers, and Broncos with Russell Wilson are going to finish below.
He thinks they're going to be better than the Chiefs. He thinks it's going to be the Chargers, Raiders, Broncos, and Chiefs. He thinks the Chiefs are going to have a downfall this year. And you know,
I will
also
say Justin Herbert 10-1 MVP has my eye.
I don't know about that. That seems a little low for me.
It is, but I think that he's going to be right up there.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think it's absolutely hilarious that everyone's talking about the Raiders the way that people are viewing this team right now. Don't get me wrong. They had some very, very good additions this year, and I am not trying to take anything away from what they did in the offseason. I'm just telling you, new coach, new scheme.
Oh, yeah.
Worst quarterback in a division. It takes some time to kind of get things on the page. And by the way, do we know that Josh McDaniels can be head coach in the NFL?
No,
we don't.
Hasn't done it before. He was actually in this division before.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
I would like under nine feels good to me. They're not going to go 10-7. They can't go 10-7 right now. DK Sportsbook, we got 8.5. Under's even money.
I would still take that.
I don't think they're going 9-7, so I'm still good there.
I think this team wins 8 games maximum, and I think that is being very generous. I projected the Raiders personally at 6 wins, and that might be a little bit low. But the fact is, I just think first off, I don't have a lot of nice things to say about Josh McDaniels, about his coaching style. I don't think he's very good, and I, you know, be perfectly honest with you, having a fantastic offense, but having just an awful defense, this is not 2007. You just can't get away with that.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just, you know, this is not Tom Brady and, you know, Randy Moss and Wes Welker.
Nope.
And whatever. Like, it's just not that. So good luck to the Las Vegas Raiders to me, because I think that's going to be an absolute disaster for everything that kind of goes on over there. So
All right.
We'll see. Well, see, do you have anything else quickly?
What kind of time are we working with here?
Yeah, we have about 30 seconds.
Oh,
minute.
Okay.
Minute.
We're going to go to college football really quickly.
Okay.
North Carolina under 7.5 wins on DraftKings Sportsbook. If you go to other sportsbooks, you're going to find 6.5s out there. That's a big difference.
Interesting.
And we saw how bad they were with the skill players leaving last year, yet Sam Howell, who was in the first overall pick conversation there, and he winds up going in the fifth round. Now you get rid of the quarterback. There's quarterback situation. There's a lot of skill players out. They have one good receiver. They have a really tough schedule. There's 6.5s all over the place. UNC on DK Sportsbook, under 7.5 wins, is the first college football play that I put in.
Interesting. What's the juice on that, Jules?
-135.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Little juicy, but when you're talking 6.5s at other shops, like, this isn't buying a half point in a game.
Yep.
This is a full win in a 12-game season.
Fair enough. I started my college football prep today. I started with the Mountain West.
Of course you did.
I go with the big boys last. I go with the big boys last.
Okay.
So, all right. All right. Coming up, we are going to finish off hour two. Anthony Pepe has just walked in the door.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he'll even
walked
join us.
In the door.
The host of the show.
How about that? You're listening to Die Hards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Dan Lipschatz in tonight for Anthony Pepe, although he is standing right next to me.
So lazy. He couldn't even grab a mic.
Unbelievable.
Shut up.
Hey,
there he is.
Julian Edlow from DraftKings is alongside with me. It's the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network, the gambling edition, brought to you by Viva Seltzer.
I owe you $100. Here you go.
That's right. Wow.
That's right. That's right. Pepe pays up. Maybe don't bet the Tampa Bay Lightning next time, Pep. Brutal. Should have been five games. Should have been five.
Agree. I would have been more wealthy if it was five games as well.
I would have been the exact same. The exact same.
Oh, congrats to you,
Dan. Yeah, you know what they say. I'm the man.
Actually,
they say I need to lose weight, so it is what it is. anyways, a good show tonight. Appreciate, you know, thanks to Rick Oro. Thanks to Rick Oro for joining us. Pep, he wanted me to tell you that I'm replacing you, that you've been Wally Pepped. It is what it is. Steve Buchanan joined us from DraftKings.
Steve Buchanan from DraftKings.
Julian Edlow gave him the hardest of times. A classic, of course. And
the Colorado Rockies are giving me the hardest of times.
That's right.
I should have faded like Steve suggested.
That's right. And Drew Martin Betts from Wager Talk joined us, so appreciate all three of them for joining the show tonight. Next week, we'll see what happens. Maybe CT Betts will be back. Maybe Anthony Pepe will be back. We got a big week next week with baseball. Nothing else going on. That's about it. Although we are looking ahead to the NFL. College football, NFL next week. Time to get started, honestly.
Foosball, Bobby.
Let's go, baby. All right. Have a good night, everyone. You've listened to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.